Greyhounds in the home white, trimmed in yellow lettering on the jerseys. And we are set. We'll get the PA announcer's introduction here of the starters. Sitting right here beside me. First out will be the Lady Bears. Jaylee Tyson wears number 14. First Lady Bear introduced. Allie Reisner, number 33. Number 0, Lauren Parker, the 3 seniors. Then the 2 juniors, Molly Corbett wearing number 5. And number 24, Bethany Robbins. So 3 seniors, 2 juniors in the starting lineup. Same starting lineup they had most of the season. Now we'll get the Lady Greyhounds as they take the floor here. A very good basketball team. Most of these girls will remember from last year. The first player out is number 33. That is Jalen Strong. Number 14 is Allie Smith. Number 3 is Hadley Reed. Montana Franks wears number 23. And number 30, Callie Hall, the final player for the Lady Greyhounds. And most of these players we remember from last year's game against the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. This is a really good basketball team, two good teams, so we are set for basketball here between the Lady Bears and the Lady Greyhounds. Bethany Robbins will step into the center circle. She'll jump it up with Montana Franks, number 23 and number 24. Slide in. Lady Bears looks like a little bit of a height advantage with Robbins in the middle. Ball in the air, controlled by Mammoth Spring. And it's tipped and taken by Jaylee Tyson. Tyson will take it right side to Parker. Parker, one dribble. Back out to Corbett. Molly on the dribble, tries to go around the defender, gives it back out to Reisner. Now to Tyson. They swing it around the outside. Good defense here from the Salem Lady Greyhounds to start, playing man-to-man. With the basketball, Tyson in the corner to Reisner, back to Jaylee, over to Corbett. Corbett goes around the defender and steps to the side and is going to be bumped and fouled. You get the foul, I believe, on Callie Hall, her first on the team. Lady Bears will inbound with a new shot clock, 35 on it. Inbound from Reisner, Allie trying to come in, still looking to come in, and now does to Robbins. Bethany takes it down the lane. Holds up, had it taken away. Good steal by Franks. Franks hands the ball off to Strong, and Strong will push it into the front court. Goes to the side now to Reed. Hadley on the drive right down the lane. Nobody stopped her. Missed the layup. Rebound pulled down by Hall underneath. She'll put it back up and in and draw a foul. Callie Hall gets the 2, and the foul is going to be called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Didn't see who the foul was on. Shot on the way by Hall on the free throw is good. She's got 3 points, and the Lady Greyhounds are up now 3-2. That foul, by the way, was on Robbins. Bethany first. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Molly Corbett way out on the floor, almost back to half court. It's taken into the free throw line to Robbins. Robbins changed pivot to it and got called for the travel, and she did. She called for the travel. The ball goes back to Salem. Good aggressive defense here from the Lady Greyhounds to start. They are quick. Really get after the basketball. With the basketball, Smith. Smith looking inside, comes out to Reed. Reed will hand off to Strong. She takes it right down the lane for a layup. And immediately, Coach Long wants a timeout. It is 5-0. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trail the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Timeout taken, back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Mammoth Spring has the ball out of the timeout. Come back here pretty quick. Lady Bears with it. Molly Corbett, Jaylee Tyson on the dribble. She gives it in the corner to Corbett, who goes through the lane, puts the shot up on the run. It rolls off the rim And the rebound pulled down by Callie Hall. She'll give it to Strong. Jalen Strong trying to get around the defense. Drives in, turns, pull-up jumper on the way. It's good. Beautiful move by Strong. That's twice. And she just took it right down the lane. That time she was cut off at the basket. Just made a little turnaround jump shot. Made it look easy. Reisner with it behind the three-point line. She's got Hall on her. Brings it out to Robbins. Robbins over to Corbett. Corbett looking underneath. Beautiful pass into Tyson. But her shot is rejected by Reed. Good recovery. Tyson was wide open, but by the time she got the shot up, Reed was right there. Pass into the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Here's good. Number 14, that is Allie Smith, and the Lady Greyhounds are rolling already with a double-digit lead here at 10-0. We knew this team was really good. Ninth-ranked team in 3A in the state of Arkansas. With the basketball, Corbett gives it to Reisner, right back to Corbett. They swing it around the outside. Lady Bears just can't find an opening here against this defense from the Lady Greyhounds. Tyson passed into Corbett. Corbett into the corner. And Reisner couldn't hang on to it. The ball's picked up by Hall up the floor to Reed. Now to Smith. Smith will back it back out and set up the offense. She'll take it top of the key. Gives it right side to Strong. It goes in right into Jaylee Tyson, and Jaylee's going to pick up the foul. Tyson's first. Wasn't quite set as she tried to take that charge. Got called for the blocking foul. And at the line will be Jalen Strong. Strong already with four quick points here. About 3 minutes into the ball game. Make it five as she knocks down the free throw. Makes it 11-0. Salem with a big lead early. Second shot on the way is good. Reminder, it is senior night here at Salem. We will have a program between the games, and we'll take it. Extended break between the two ball games, senior girls and senior boys. Molly Corbett with the basketball drives into the lane, kicks it out. Reisner's going to fire for three. Missed the shot. Rebound picked up by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Strong has it. She'll bring it up the floor. Corbett on her. Strong gives it over to Reed on the wing into the corner. Smith open again for three. Off the rim. Long rebound chased down by Strong. Salem with the basketball. Lady Greyhounds underneath, back out Reed for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Fight for the rebound. Strong had it. Kicks it back out. Smith chases down the loose ball. Picks up her dribble. Gives it into the corner to Reed. Her shot on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Hall. Callie Hall back up and in. Right now, the Lady Greyhounds are dominating this ball game, leading 14-0. Halfway through the first quarter. With the basketball, Tyson gives it to Molly Corbett. Molly on the dribble, guarded out front by Strong. Molly picks up the dribble, gives it to Tyson. Tyson looking inside. Back out to Corbett. Corbett out on the Greyhound at half court. Takes it down the right side. All the way to basket, puts it up, puts it in. Molly Corbett got the Lady Bears on the scoreboard with a layup. 14-2 now, Salem with the basketball. Jalen Strong to Hadley Reed. Back to Strong on the right wing. She's looking inside, goes to the corner to Smith. And just hit one from there a few minutes ago. Back to Strong in the middle. High arc and jump is good. Jalen Strong already with 8 points in the ball game. Makes the lead 14 again at 16-2 with the basketball. Rising inside to Robbins. Robbins puts it up and draws the foul. And we'll see who the foul's on. It is going to be on number 14, Allie Smith, her first. And Bethany Robbins will go to the free throw line to shoot the free throws. First one is on the way, and it is good. Bethany's first point of the ball game. Coming in now is number 34. That is Natalie Burke. She'll come in, and Allie Smith will get a breather. Second shot is up. It's good for Robbins. Lead cut back to 12 now at 16-4. Jalen Strong quickly brings the ball up the floor, goes into the corner. Back out to Strong. She thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it to Reed. She'll fire the three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound inside, fought for. It's loose on the floor, picked up by the Lady Greyhounds. We're going to have a foul. A reach in on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They call it on number 11. That's one of the freshmen they moved up. That is Peyton Flynn. Her first foul in her first action here in varsity play. Ball inside. They come back out. Salem with the basketball. Shot on the way. Off the rim. Fight for the rebound. No good. Robbins had position. And she's going to get the foul on Hall for Callie Hall. That's her second. Callie's got two fouls now. Actually, they said one. That's her first. I thought they called one on her earlier. With the basketball. Flynn on the baseline. Holds up. Comes back out to Corbett. Around to Robbins. Robbins drives in. Trying to go underneath to Flynn. Flynn chases it down in the corner. And her pass is going to be tipped and stolen by the Lady Greyhound. Salem with the basketball. Up the floor, Reed. Hadley Reed stops. She'll take it into the corner. Back out to Strong on the right wing. Left wing now to Reed. Reed guarded by Robbins. Back to Strong. She'll fire the long three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound Salem. Back up and in. Hadley Reed with the bucket. Timeout taken by Mammoth Springs. We'll take the timeout with them back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Welcome back again to Salem High School. Lady Greyhounds in control here, leading by 14 over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, 18-4, with a little over 3 minutes left to play here in this first quarter. It's been all Salem. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will come back out on the floor now. It will be their basketball as they try to cut into this 14-point lead. Lady Bears, two buckets, or they got a bucket from Molly Corbett and two free throws from Bethany Robbins, all the points they could get so far. Jaylee Tyson off to Risen. Allen brings it out to Corbett. Molly drives down the lane. She's cut off, gives it over to Flynn, to Robbins. Bethany on the drive, gives it in the corner to Reisner, back to Robbins. Robbins picks up her dribble, needs help, comes back out to Molly Corbett. Down to nine on the shot clock, Molly Corbett on the drive, back to back out. Down to five, out to Robbins. The ball's loose on the floor and taken by the Lady Greyhounds. It'll be their ball on the alternating possession, jump ball call. So, Salem gets the ball back, a chance to build on this 14-point lead. Under a minute now to play in the first quarter. Jalen Strong with it. She'll give it to Hadley Reed. Over to Smith, who's back in the ball game. Back to Strong. Strong gives it back to Smith in the corner. She thought about the three, works it inside to Strong. She'll put the shot up. No good. Rebound pulled down by Flynn. Good job by the young freshman. Up the floor, Molly Corbett kicks it out. Back over to Tyson. Tyson looking inside. Picks up the dribble, trying to work it into Flynn. It's stolen. Taken up the floor by the Lady Greyhounds, and a good block, good defensive play there by Bethany Robbins. I believe that was Burke that was going in for the layup and had it blocked. With the basketball, Salem will inbound. They'll bring it out to Strong. It's been impressive, leading all scores with eight here in this first quarter. Down to 16 to play in the first quarter. Reed has it out front. Hadley Reed with Molly Corbett on her. Dribbles it back out. Down to 7 seconds to play. Four seconds. Reed for three. It's on the way. In and out. No good. Rebound underneath by Salem, but they couldn't get it back up and in. So at the end of one, your score, 18-4. The Salem Lady Greyhounds lead the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Back in 1 minute with your second quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive
and get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And again, welcome back to Salem High School, the Wendell Smith Court here at Salem. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will have the basketball here as we start this second quarter. They'll come back out, same five that left the floor, at the end of the first quarter. Molly Corbett gets the ball on the curl around the outside. Lou Pelt gets back out. Now they go underneath to Reisner. Reisner back out to Robbins. She's going to fire for three. That's off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound inside, controlled by Salem. Lady Greyhounds will head the other way. Strong will give it to Reed on the wing. Reed looking into the corner, comes back out to Jalen Strong, top of the key, now in the corner to Smith. Underneath to Hall, and her pass is over the head of Strong. And going to go right back here to Coach Bateman. So it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. Someone's got to come over and inbound it. It will be Peyton Flint. Flint to inbound the basketball, looking for someone. Brings it in to Reisner. Alley back out to Flint. Underneath to Corbett. To Robbins. Her shot up is no good, and they called it a travel. So Bethany with the turnover. Lady Bears will head back the other way on defense. Canyon Vandiver going to check in now for Mammoth Spring. She'll come in, and looks like, let's see who come out. I believe Robbins came out with the basketball. Salem Lady Greyhound. Jalen Strong underneath to Smith. Good pass. Back out wide open is Hadley Reed. Her three in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Flynn. Flynn's second rebound since she's come into the game here with the basketball. Flynn thought about the three, didn't take it. They swing it back around to Tyson. Jaylee back over to Reisner. To Flynn. Pate pass out. It's going to be stolen by Montana Frank. Frank to the basket. She's cut off nicely their defense by Flynn, who got back. Pass inside, tipped by Molly Corbett. Picked up by the Lady Greyhounds. Lady Greyhounds moving the ball around the outside. Haven't had a score here in a while. Still at 18-4, same as it was at the end of the first quarter. They played almost 2 minutes. Shot on the way is no good. Three-pointer is out of bounds off of the Salem Greyhounds. Lauren Parker back in, and Peyton Flint will go to the sideline. Bears with the basketball. Jaylee Tyson gives it off to Molly Corbett. Molly, guarded by Strong out front, gives it over in the corner to Vandiver. They work it around the outside, inside to Reisner, and Reisner travels. Another turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. This defense from Salem really giving the Lady Bears a lot of trouble here in this ball game. They really pressure the ball. Strong goes into the corner to Smith. Smith back out to Strong. She'll take the free throw line jumper. It's good. Strong's in double figures now with 10. And it's a 16-point lead, almost a steal on a full-court press here from the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Back into the ball game is Flynn, Peyton Flynn in, and Allie Reisner will get a breather. Flynn with the basketball. She works it in the middle to Corbett, off to Tyson. Tyson holds up, pass back over to Flynn. She'll hand off to Corbett. Corbett back over to Tyson. Tyson thought about the three, didn't take it. And we got a foul inside. Peyton Flynn in battling for position, and that foul is going to be on Hill. Callie Hill's second foul of the ball game. Flynn will inbound, looking to come in, still looking. Works it into Vandiver. Vandiver back out to Tyson. around the Corbett. Lady Bears trying to find an open spot here in this defense, and there just hasn't been one so far. Corbett driving to the basket, puts it up off the glass for two. Tough shot. That's the second layup that Molly has made like that, contested, but managed to get it to go. 14-point Salem lead, 20-6. Beth out to Strong. She stops at the free throw line, kicks it into the corner. Frank for three. That's no good. And the rebound's pulled down by Molly Corbett. Molly pushing the ball up the floor. Rides in, out to Tyson. Tyson looking inside, back out to Corbett. Around to Vandiver. To Parker, Lauren. Couple of dribbles, looking for help. Gives it back to Corbett. Out to Tyson. Lady Bears moving the ball around the outside. Parker has it in the corner. She's cut off. Her pass is kicked, but they missed it, I believe. Molly Corbett has the ball underneath, trying to tip it back out, gives it to Parker. Now the ball's going to be, well, it's going to be a shot clock violation. Turnover on the Lady Bears. Well, Salem will inbound on the far sideline. Allie Smith will inbound the basketball. 4:10 left to play in the first half. Senior night here at Salem. Good crowd on hand. Still plenty of room. If you want to come watch some good basketball, we have a senior boys contest coming up a little bit later on. With the basketball, Strong. Swing it into the corner. Pass underneath. It's going to be a turnover. Steal by the Lady Bears. When the Lady Bears give it right back. And we got a foul on Molly Corbett, I believe, on the reach. Trying to get that ball back. Actually, no, they didn't call the foul. So the Lady Bears will have the basketball. Molly Corbett on the dribble gets the screen from Robbins. Back out to Tyson. Underneath to Robbins. Off to Parker. Lady Bears swing the ball around the outside. Molly Corbett with it. She'll drive in. Puts the shot up. Had it partially blocked. Got it back. Couldn't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Tipped around. Picked up by Salem. Strong to the basket. Puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Salem. Out to Smith. He'll fire the three up and in. Allie Smith with her third three-pointer, or her second three-pointer, excuse me. She's got 6 points. And the lead now, the biggest lead of the ball game, is at 17. Jaylee Tyson crosses half court, gives it to Corbett in the corner. Molly had the ball knocked away, and Coach Long called timeout as Molly dove back on it. Timeout taken by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Again, welcome back here to Salem High School. The Salem Lady Greyhounds leading the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears 23-6. 3 minutes left to play in this first half. It has been all Salem. They ran out to an early 10-0 lead before the Lady Bears ever got on the scoreboard. Peyton Flynn back into the ballgame. She checked in. Also in is number 10 for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and that is Braylon Watcham. So Braylon seeing her first action here as a freshman. Inbound play. Flynn looking to come in, still looking. Brings it in to Tyson. Jaylee steps across half court. She needs help. Gives it off to Corbett. Molly on the drive. Off to Robbins. Robbins looking inside. Passes it back out to Tyson. Jaylee on the dribble. Pass over to Corbett. Molly trying to go through the lane. Lost the ball. It's picked up by Robbins. Robbins puts up the turning, spinning jump shot. It's over the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Salem. Salem back the other way. They'll come out to Strong, top of the key, right down the lane, all the way to the basket. Beautiful move by Jaylen Strong, and she's got 12. Jaylee Tyson now back the other way. 19-point lead. Pass into the post to Flynn, and she's fouled. That foul's going to be on Franks, Montana Franks. And that is the second foul on the Lady Greyhounds. Not been a lot of fouls called here either way for these two teams, and that's good. Fast-paced basketball. Molly Corbett with the basketball. Gets the screen from Washington. Then lost the ball on the dribble. Stolen by the Lady Greyhounds first, and then Molly comes back and commits the foul on the reach. Molly Corbett called for the foul. For her, that's her first. And checking into the ball game, Allie Reisner will come in. Molly Corbett will get a breather. And they'll move Washam up to the guard position, and Reisner will drop back into that post play. Strong with the basketball into the corner. They work it in now to Burke. Burke had the ball knocked away. Back out to Smith. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Greyhounds and blocked and then picked up in the down low, I believe, by Washam. Pass underneath. It'll be tipped and stolen by Salem. Salem all the way back down. Strong to the basket. Couldn't get it to go. May have got hit a little bit there as she went to the basket. Anna Spring will head back the other way. Lady Bears. Washam in the corner. Comes back out to Tyson. Now to Robbins. Robbins on the drive, goes around the defender, puts it up on the run. No good. Peyton Flynn with the rebound, and she's going to be fouled. Good job by the young freshman. Got the rebound. She'll go to the free throw line here. Looking for her first points in senior girls basketball. Peyton sets for the first one. It's on the way, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Lined up perfect, just a little too long. Peyton will try it again. 1:07 left in the half. 25-6, Salem with the lead. Lynn missed the second. Rebound taken by the Lady Greyhounds. With it outside, Reed. That's Hadley Reed off to Jalen Strong into the corner. I can't see around the coach down there. Back over to Smith in the opposite corner. Pass inside, stolen by Flynn. He stepped in front of Burke as they tried to enter that into the post. Shaylee Tyson pushing the ball up the floor. Holds up on the dribble, needs help. Someone's got to come get the basketball. Pass across the floor. It's going to go off the hands of Washington out of bounds. Turnover on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Gives it back to Salem. Salem looking to extend this lead to 21 or 22 here at the half. They lead it by 19. Shot clock is off. We get down to the final 25 seconds here in the half. Jalen Strong bouncing the ball out at half court. Lynn will come out, make her pass the ball. Gives it up to Reed. Reed, a couple of dribbles now. Wash them on her. Reed gives it off to Burke. Burke down the lane, kicks it out to Smith. And we got a foul called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. It's just the second foul. So the Lady Greyhounds will inbound with 4.2 seconds left to play in the half. Salem looking to inbound. They bring it in wide open for three. It's on the way. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Washington. Lady Bears trail the Salem Lady Greyhounds at the half. 25-6. We'll take a break. Come back with your halftime stats here in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And again, welcome back here to Salem High School at the half. The Salem Lady Greyhounds leading Mammoth Springs 25-6. As we take a look at the scoring in the first half for Salem, they were led by Jalen Strong. Jalen with 12 first half points. And then 6 points for Allie Smith. She had a pair of 3-pointers. 5 for Callie Hall. Callie Hall did pick up 2 fouls in the first half. And Abby Reed has the other 2 points. For the Mammoth Springs Lady Bears, only 2 players scoring. Molly Corbett with 4 points, and Bethany Robbins hit a pair of free throws. She has 2 points in the ball game. It has been all Salem. Lady Greyhounds took control early, ran out to a 10-0 lead, and it did not look back. They built that lead down to 19 here at the half. Again, remind you, it is senior night here at Salem High School. Between the games, we'll be honoring their seniors. And have a program plan for that. May take a little bit of time between games, a little extra time that we'll be taking. Take a break, and we'll get back with Speaker Boys Basketball immediately following that senior program honoring the seniors here at Salem. Of course, big day tomorrow at the E-Communications Station. It is the day for the annual St. Jude Radiothon. Make plans to tune in. Beginning at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Radiothon, of course, runs till 10 o'clock tomorrow night. There'll be all kinds of surprises throughout the day. Always a fun and emotional day at K-Country, the Gift, and the Train radio station, our annual Radiothon. Of course, last year, big year for the Radiothon, raising more than $265,000 for the kids at St. Jude. So we look forward to see what happens tomorrow. We've got about 6 minutes left in this halftime break. The senior boys are out getting warmed up and ready to go for their game here coming up in just a little while. The girls are still in the locker room. I want to take a minute here again and say thank you to our boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains. Thayer Ready Mix. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove is there. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and the Ranch Bank of Birch Street, Penny Lane Accounting, Dr. Scott Ream and Ream Optometry, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen is there. Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company is there. Cooper 7C Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Walmart, Legacy Auto Body and Towing, Farmview Agent Zach Martin is there in Alton, Horsemoops is there in Ash Flat, and Clary Funeral Home is there in Alton. Those are your boosters for Lady Bear Basketball. Let's take another break. We'll come back with more from Salem High School in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit afbic.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer. and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And again, welcome back to Salem High School. At the half, the Salem High School band, a good job here entertaining the crowd during this halftime break. Both teams are back out now getting some warm-ups in here as we get ready to go with our second half of basketball with the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Not a lot of fouls in that first half. Nobody in any kind of foul trouble for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The Salem Cali Hall has two. Nobody else with more than one in that first half of play. So looks like all the players will be able to play pretty free here in this second half of play. 19-point halftime lead, 25-6 Salem, leading Mammoth Spring. And again, don't forget, we've got Mammoth Spring Bears basketball coming up immediately following this game. We'll have Bears and the Greyhounds for you here on K-Country 95. These teams are both winding down their regular season here this week. The Bears and Lady Bears with one more game later this week against Riverside, and then they'll get ready for districts next week. The Bears play on Monday. They'll play Cotter at 6:20 Monday night at Tuckerman High School in the first round of the districts. And the Lady Bears will play Marshall on Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock in the first round of the district. And it is a very tough district. We've got a couple of state-ranked teams for both the boys and girls in the district. A couple of other teams that are right there and is supposed to be in state-ranked themselves. Probably the toughest district in the state of Arkansas in Class 2A. And the Bears and Lady Bears are in it. Of course, they just moved up from 1A last year. This is their first year as a 2A school, so one of the smallest schools trying to compete in the best 2A district in Arkansas. It's tough, but we'll cheer them on as they play next week at Tuckerman. We've got about a minute left here before our second half is underway. We'll take one more quick break. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to Salem High School. It is the Wendell Smith Court they're playing on here tonight. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Lady Bears trailing by 19 and a half, 25-6. Both teams headed to the sidelines now to get some final instructions here from the coaches. Coach Jason Long for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and Coach Josh Bateman for the Salem Lady Greyhounds. Lady Greyhounds, ranked number 9 in the state of Arkansas in Class 3A in this week's Arkansas Sports Network poll. So, and they are definitely looking like the 9th-ranked team in the state here tonight. Very good basketball team. Lady Bears will come back out. It'll be the same five that started. It will be Jaylee Tyson, Molly Corbett, Bethany Robbins, Allie Reisner and Warren Parks, the same five that started all year long. For Salem, they come back out with their starting five. It is Allie Smith along with Jalen Strong, Hadley Reed, Montana Franks, and Callie Hall. Franks has it in the corner, drives baseline. Pull up jumpers on the way, and it's good. Franks did not score. That's her first bucket of the ball game, makes it a 21-point Salem lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Corbett on the drive, goes down the lane, puts the shot up off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Strong. Jalen Strong into the front court, gives it to Reed into the corner. Smith for three, it's on the way, it's good. Allie Smith now with nine. She's hit three-pointers tonight. And this is really starting to get away from the Lady Bears now. It's a 24-point Salem lead. Lauren Parker on the dribble. She gives the ball off in the corner to Corbett. Corbett out to Robbins. Robbins with a fake. Goes to the basket. Puts the shot up. Had it didn't have it blocked, but just lost control of it. And it goes right over to Salem. Lady Greyhound Strong with it. Gets it to Frank. She's going to fire for three. That is in and out. No good. Rebound pulled down by Robbins. Bethany will hand to Tyson. And Tyson will take it to the middle of the floor. Picked up there by Reed. Jalen looking for help. Gives it off to Reisner. Reisner over to Robbins. Robbins up and in. Robbins' first field goal. She does have 4 points now. Back the other way. Strong all the way at the basket. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound is controlled. They said out of bounds to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Down by 22, 30-8. Jaylee Tyson will bring the ball up the floor. Picked up by Reed at half court. Tyson on the dribble, looking inside. Still looking. She'll come out to Reisner. Reisner picks up the dribble, looking for some help. Gives the ball off to Robbins. Bethany over to Corbett. Corbett on the left wing, guarded by Strong. Good matchup there with those two. Off now to Parker. Parker back out to Tyson. Tyson with the basketball. Gives it to Corbett, and Corbett is going to be pushed, they said. They called the push, and that's going to send Molly Corbett to the free throw line. We'll see who the foul was on. Foul was on number 30, Callie Hall. That's her third, and that's going to get Burke back in the ballgame. Corbett knocks down the first. She's got five. Natalie Burke in, Callie Hall out. First player in any kind of foul trouble here, all with three. Corbett at the line, looking for her 6 point, missed the free throw, rebound pulled down by the Lady Greyhounds. Salem back the other way, Strong, takes it in the corner to Smith. Nobody goes out on her. She fires the three off the glass, no good. Rebound pulled down by Molly Corbett. Molly with the basketball, gives it off to Tyson. Jalen with the basketball, they swing it around to Robbins. Robbins looking inside, gives it to Corbett. Corbett on the post. Molly goes up with it, and we got a reach-in foul called. And they're going to get Allie Smith on the reach. And Molly Corbett is going to go back to the free throw line after the timeout for the Salem Greyhounds. 39, Salem by 21. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And again, welcome back here to Salem High School. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Molly Corbett at the free throw line. She's one out of two on the night, has 5 points to lead the Lady Bears in scoring. First shot is on the way. It's so good. Molly now one out of three at the free throw line. Missed two in a row. She'll set for the second. It's on the way, and it's good. Corbett with 6 points. It leads back down to 20 at 30-10. Jalen Strong will give it to Reed on the wing. She goes back out to Strong, top of the key. She drives in, kicks it over to Smith in the corner. They quickly jump out on her. Nice pass from Smith into Frank. She couldn't get it to go, and Reisner rips down the rebound and almost runs us over here. Good hustle by Allie Reisner trying to get to the basketball, and it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. Reisner gives it off to Tyson. Tyson on the dribble. Back to Reisner. Reisner picks up her dribble, comes out to Robbins. Robbins over to Corbett. Lady Bears trying to get some offense going here. They give it, trying to go inside to Reisner. It's stolen by Burke. Up the floor, Reed to Smith in the corner. She'll come back out to Strong. Free throw line back to Smith. Three-pointer wide open. It's good. You cannot leave her open. Allie's hit four threes tonight, got 12 points. She has 12, and Strong has 12 to lead the Lady Greyhounds in scoring. And it's a 23-point lead again, 33-10. Tyson with it. Tyson swings it over. Nice give and go. Corbett gets the layup, and she threw it in the corner and then cut to the basket. Mammoth Spring down by 21. Salem with the basketball. Reed in the corner to Smith, and they quickly jump out on her this time. Reed trying to get around Tyson. Her pass is tipped and stolen. Back the other way. Corbett to the basket. Lost the basketball, and it worked out for her, but then she missed the shot. Jackson lost the ball behind her back, and the defender ran by her, picked it up, and then the pressure caused her to miss the shot. Back the other way, underneath, trying to see around the referee. We got a foul inside. Could not see who it was on. Looks like number 24, Bethany Robbins, called for her second. And that's going to send Montana Franks to the free throw line. Trying to build on this 21-point lead. First shot is on the way, and it is good. Franks has three. Canyon Vandiver and Peyton Flynn check back in as Reisner and Robbins will sit out. Franks at the line to shoot the second free throw. It's up and it's good. Franks now with 4 points. A little pressure now from the Lady Greyhounds and a turnover by the Lady Bears. Franks thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it out to Smith. Allie Smith inside. Beautiful pass into Burke, wide open. Natalie Burke with her first 2 points of the ball game. Lady Bears with the basketball. We've got a trap right here in front of us and a timeout called by Coach Long. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears called the timeout. They trail now by 25, 37-12. We'll take another break back here in 30 seconds from the Ecom Sports Network.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes, and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
And again, welcome back to Salem High School. The Lady Greyhounds dominating this ballgame, leading by 25. 37-12. They ran out to an early lead, led 18-4 at the end of one quarter. They built that lead to 25-6 at halftime. And now, 25-point lead here in this third quarter. And it will be Mammoth Spring basketball right here at the scores table, right in front of us. We'll see. It looks like Allie Reisner and Bethany Robbins both check back in. They'll come back in as Vandiver and Flynn go out with a basketball. Tyson. Tyson on the dribble. Gives it to Corbett on the baseline. Molly to the basket. Puts it up. Puts it in. Molly in double figures now with 10. Back the other way. Salem with a basketball. Strong thought about the three. She'll give it to Smith. She won't hesitate. Shot on the way. No good. Franks with the rebound inside. Goes up. Her shot blocked. Rebound pulled down by Tyson. Off to Corbett. Molly quickly pushing the ball up the floor. Gives it to Parker. They swing it around the outside. In the corner to Corbett. Corbett looking for help. They come out to Robbins. Robbins is going to be called for the side. Peyton Quinn in for Lauren Parker. And the Lady Bears will set up the defense. Trailing now, 37-14, 23-point lead for Salem. Strong walks into the three-pointer. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound by Reed out to Smith. Smith has hit four three-pointers on the night. Gives it up. Comes back out to Strong. Now over to Reed. She's going to fire for three, and it's good. Hadley Reed with her second field goal. She's got five in the lead now up to 26. Tyson with the basketball. Jaylee on the dribble. Gives it on the wing to Flynn. Flynn, pass back out. It's going to be stolen by Strong. Jalen Strong all the way at the basket, puts it up, and she's going to be fouled by Molly Corbett. Molly just picked up her second. That's going to send Jalen Strong to the free throw line to shoot a couple here. Strong with 12 points in the ball game. She'll set for the first free throw. It's on the way, and it's off the back of the rim. No good. Callie Hall going to check in, and Allie Smith will come out. Smith leaves with 12 points on four three-pointers. And back into the ball game is Kenyon Vandiver for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. She came in for Allie Reisner. Lady Bears head back the other way. Molly Corbett out to Tyson. Tyson, they have not given her a whole lot of room out there. They've seen her shoot. Jaylee unable to get open. Turnover by the Lady Bears. Lady Greyhounds back up the floor. Strong across the floor. It's stolen. Back up the other way. Tyson on the dribble should set up the offense. Probably a good decision there. Gives it to Vandiver. Back out to Tyson. Around to Flynn. Peyton. Pass over to Vandiver, and it's through her hands and out of bounds. Checking back in is Braylon Washington. Washam in the ball game, and Molly Corbett going to get a breather. Probably not going to see a lot of the starters. No sense taking a chance of getting them hurt here as they head into district play next week. This game pretty well out of hand already. 26-point lead. Callie Hall had her shot blocked inside, back out. Strong, the jumper, it's on the way. It's good. Strong now with 14. Man, the Lady Bears find themselves down by 28. Tyson on the dribble. Gets the screen from Vandiver. Into the corner. Back out. Vandiver to Flynn. Flynn thought about the three. Didn't take it. Picks up the dribble. Comes out to Robbins. Robbins in the corner to Tyson. Tyson holds up. Comes back out. They try to work it inside. Peyton Flynn with it. She gives it off to Robbins. Robbins puts the shot up on the run. It's good. Bethany Robbins now with 6 points in the ball game. With the basketball. Lady Greyhounds back it back out now, looking at the defense. Reed with it. Down to 7 seconds to play in this third quarter. Strong over to Reed, or Burke, excuse me, three-pointer, no good. And that's the end of your third quarter. Your score, 42-16, Salem leading. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will take a break. Back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
And again, welcome back here to Salem High School as we start the fourth quarter. Looks like Well, it looks like most of the starters are on the floor for Salem at this point, with the exception of Burke in there. The Lady Bears are going to turn it over, picked up by Strong up the floor to Smith. Smith holds up. She'll bring it back out to Reed into the corner. Three-pointer on the way is good, and that is Burke. Natalie Burke with her first three. She's got 5 points in the ball game. And the lead's out to 29 now. That's 45-16. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the basketball. Going that back door, we're going to have a turnover on Mammoth Spring. More players checking in for Salem. Number 20 checking in. That is Tinsley Leslie. And number 24, Riley Fowler. Those are your two subs there for Salem. For Mammoth Spring, right now they have Washam, Flynn, Tyson, Vandiver, and Rison on the floor. Into the middle, the shot up on the way is no good. Rebound pulled down by Canyon Vandiver. We give it off to Jaylee Tyson. Jaylee will push the ball up the floor. Gives it in the corner. Back out to Tyson. Tyson with the basketball looking inside. Passes it over to Reisner. Reisner to Washam. Right back to Tyson. She's open, takes the three, couldn't get it to go, and the rebound pulled down by Burke from Salem. Lady Greyhounds head the other way. Good pass up the floor. They'll swing it back out, and it's over the head of Smith and out of bounds. Turnover gives it back to Mammoth Spring. Lauren Parker will check back in. She'll come in for Jaylee Tyson. And the Lady Bears will inbound. Reisner into Washam. Washam's pass tipped and out of bounds. Touched last there by number 20. Again, that's Leslie. Kinsley Leslie. Lady Bears will inbound. Looking to come in. They'll bring it in to Washam. Braylon with the basketball. Gives it off to Parker. Lauren out to Vandiver. They swing it around to Reisner on the baseline. She'll spin. Tries to go back. Double team. Kicks it back out to Washam. To Parker. She thought about the three. Didn't take it. Gives it off to Reisner. Inside to Flynn. Flynn goes up with it and draws a foul. And we'll see who that's on. That's on number 30, Callie Hall, her fourth. So at the line will be Peyton Flynn. Still looking for her first point on the senior girls season. The junior girls just finished district play. Some of these junior girls moved up. Peyton, one of them, makes the first. She's going to be a good player by the time she's done at Mammoth Spring. Just a freshman. Second one is on the way. It's off the rim. No good. 45-17, 28-point Salem lead. Salem with the basketball. They push it up the floor. With it right now, it's like Hall. Gives it up. They swing it around to Leslie. Back out. They're trying to see through the referee here. And a three-pointer on the way by Smith. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. It's going to go back and out of bounds. Touch left by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Burke in as Hall comes out. Allie Hall will get a breather. 5:48 to play. Burke takes the inbound. Dribbles into the front court, picked up by Flint. Trying to get around Flint. She's cut off. Picks up her dribble, needs help. Kicks it back out to Smith. Alex with the basketball. They swing it around the outside. Inside now. Pass underneath. It's going to go out of bounds. Trying to get the ball underneath there to number 32. That is Laney Hall, who's checked in. Get some of these players that checked in also into the ball game. Talked about is Riley Fowler. Three-pointer on the way is good for Lauren Parker. Lauren's first points in the ball game. Makes it 45-20, 25-point Salem lead. Lady Greyhounds with the basketball. They work it inside. Burke with it. Burke comes back out. Smith is going to fire another three-pointer. That's on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by Canyon Vandiver. And the whistle blows as Carly Russell is going to check in. Also checking in is Gracie Lingenfelder. They'll check in for Mammoth Spring, and it didn't see who went out. Looks like the rest of the starters. Lady Bears. Referee just handled the basketball. Then he inbounded it. Just threw it to him in half court and let him take off with it. With the basketball, a steal by Salem. Good defensive play there. All the way to the basket, shot up and in by number 20. That is Hensley Leslie. With the basketball, Carly Russell. Carly stops at the free throw line, kicks it out to Vandiver. In the corner to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder back out to Wash. A ball loose on the floor. Fought for jump ball. And it'll belong to Salem. So the Lady Greyhounds will inbound. On the dribble. Smith. Give it back out. Swing it around to Smith again. Back underneath. Back out. Three-pointer on the way by Burke is off the rim. No good. Rebound inside. Back up. No good. Another rebound. Back up again. No good. And we got an over-the-back call on number 34, Burke. Natalie Burke trying to get that offensive rebound. 3:52 to play in this one. Again, we'll have a break between games, and then we'll have the senior boys game coming up here in just a little while. As they honor their seniors here between the ball games. Vandiver with the basketball. She gives it into the corner. Back out to Washington, to Russell. Back over to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder drives baseline. She's cut off. Gives it back out to Russell. Carly with the basketball to Washam. Back around. Lingenfelder for three. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Tinsley. Quickly back the other way. Tinsley gives the ball off to Hall. And the pass underneath is going to go off the Lady Greyhounds and out of bounds. Just a matter of running out the clock here. More players checking in for Mammoth Spring. Coming in now is number two. That is Kaya. I have to read my own writing here. For the Lady Bears, Kaya Kane. Three-pointer on the way is good for Kaya. She comes in and immediately knocks one down. Also into the ball game. Looking, there was another player check-in. Looking for the number. Number 12, that is Zoe Long, into the ball game. Couple more freshmen. Timeout taken by the Salem Lady Greyhounds. 47-23. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams, member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Salem. Lady Bears will inbound the basketball. 2:44 left to play. Lady Bears with this loss will drop to 14-17 on the season. Lady Greyhounds will prove to 18-6. Kaya Kane gives the ball off to Lingenfelder across the floor now. And swing it back around. Give it down low to Vandiver. Vandiver holds up inside to Russell. Russell is cut off. Her pass back out, stolen by Burke. Burke pushing the ball up the floor. He's going to hold it up, gives it back out to Smith. Allie with the basketball. Fakes, now going to shoot the three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Russell. And we're going to have a reach-in foul called on number 24. That is Fowler, Riley Fowler. The Lady Bears will inbound. 2 minutes left to play in this one. Carly Russell crosses half court on the dribble. Takes it right side, gives it off to Kane. Kaya, back over. They swing it around the outside to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder, pass back out to Vandiver. Kane on the dribble. Back to Lingenfelder in the corner. Out to Kane. Kaya on the dribble. Backs it back out. Her pass across the floor is stolen by the Lady Greyhounds. Tinsley all the way to the basket, puts it up, missed the shot, and the rebound is run down by Vandiver. Good hustle back by Canyon, and she was trailing the play, got the rebound. Russell will bring the ball up the floor, a minute 25 left to play. Pass over to Kane, and she's going to shoot the jumper. And a whistle blows. And I think a timeout was called. So, Mammoth Spring calling the timeout. We're down to a minute 21 left to play. In this ball game, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing the Salem Lady Greyhounds big here. With, again, varsity boys basketball on the way for you here. In just a few minutes, we'll have the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Salem Greyhounds in the final game of the evening, the final home game of the regular season for the Salem Greyhounds. Again, both these teams getting ready for district play beginning next week. The Greyhounds, Class 3A, the Mammoth Spring Bears in Class 2A. Lady Bears will play on Tuesday. They take on Marshall at 4 o'clock Tuesday at Tuckerman High School in first-round action of the tournament. Lady Bears will inbound. Looking to come in, they'll bring it in to Kaya. She'll throw it back into the corner and bring back out to Washam. Got more players to check in. That's Ellie Krim who's checked in. Off to Russell. Krim with the basketball. Krim on the dribble goes down low looking for help. She'll bring it back out to Russell. Russell will fire for three. And it's good. Carly Russell with the three. Also in the ball game for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears is Gabby Harden, number 25. All the way at the basket. Shot up by Burke is no good. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Bears, number 13. That is, Krim. Krim off to Russell. Russell on the dribble. She'll come back out. They swing it around to Lingenfelder. Lingenfelder. Gets the ball over to Russell. Russell again for three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound inside by the Lady Bears, number 13. That is Krim. She couldn't get it to go. And Salem comes back the other way. Lady Greyhounds with the basketball. 8 seconds left to play. Tinsley with it. She'll bring it back out to Reed. Reed, the only starter on the floor for either team at this point. And that's the ball game. Your final score, 47-26. Salem Lady Greyhounds have defeated the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and wrap this one up here before they get ready for their senior festivity. We'll take a one-minute break back on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive, and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At Mammoth Spring School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academic,